Namanda, Vatsunamanda, 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 Vatsunamanda. Begin my words this morning with a quotation from a letter by the monk Ryukan, which Shinran Shonin wrote, copied out at the age of 83 and shared with all of his good close companions in the Nembutsu. And this expresses the understanding that we receive from living in the Nembutsu. I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho on the Geshe-masu. As life continues, this single calling of the Nembutsu becomes two or three callings. They accumulate so that one moment becomes an hour, then 2 hours, a day or two, a month, a year, 2 years, 10 or 20 years, 80 years. The immutable nature of our existence is expressed truly in the statement that we should wonder how it is that we are still alive today, and whether this very instant will be our last in this world. この一年が二年、三年となりゆく。この一年かように重なり積もれば、一時もなり、二時にもなり、一日にも2日にも1月にも2月にもなり、1年にも2年にもなり、10年20年にも80年にもなり、なりゆくことにであれば、いかにして今日まで至るやらん。ただいまやこの世の終わりにてもあらんとなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつ。Good morning, everyone. みなさんおはようございます。Thank you very much for joining us this morning on the special occasion of our pet plant memorial. This is a very meaningful service in which we show our gratitude and appreciation for the living beings that have brought us so much joy over the past year, and those who have crossed over to the other shore. We have a wonderful assembly of pets up here. I see we have three white dogs, one dog, so four dogs. We have two cats, and one praying mantis are up here in our display of pets who we remember this year having passed over to the other shore. The praying mantis is from our household. This past year in March, my parents did one of their, whenever they come out for a visit, they like to go to the Golden Nursery over on 2nd Street. Some of you may be familiar with this, and they like to buy plants. And Dioma, our older son, always manages to find some special thing to bring home. And so this time they happened to go while I was out doing a temple activity, and I came home and my wife said, "Show Daddy what you got." And so he runs over and he has this this little Tupperware. It looks like one of those Tupperwares for hummus or for sour cream or something. It has all these holes poked in the top, and then these two, like, they look like lumps of wax. And I'm like, "Oh, what is it?" Say, "Oh," and then they said, "That's praying mantises." Says, "Oh, okay." I said, "It's going to hatch." And they say that there's going to be 100 in each one of those little pods. I thought, "Oh, okay. Let's put this in the garage." They said, "Oh, no, no, no. We want to keep it in the house, so we'll see what happens when they come out." And so we put them in Doma and Shoma's playroom in a special place. And we waited, and it took about a week, but day after day we watched and we checked in on them, and they just remained the same. And we were sort of wondering, well, maybe they're defective. And then one night after we had been out, we got home and we thought, well, let's just check on the praying mantises before we go to bed. And we peek into the room, and it's just filled, those little containers, just filled with these little tiny praying mantises. They were, each one was maybe about half a centimeter. They're just tiny little praying mantises. You had to look really closely to see what they were. They were just these little spindly legs. And so we'd been instructed, as soon as they hatch, you have to take them outside so that they can find food. And so we took them out, and we, my mother had said, well, this particular tree is full of aphids. So if you put the praying mantises in this tree, they'll have lots to eat. So we put them up in that tree and, you know, went to bed. And the next morning, sure enough, they were sort of, they sort of arrayed themselves all over the various branches of the tree. And then we could still see the little seed, the little pods that they'd hatched out of, two big pods. And so we could still see the pods. And then we started to notice that some of them had fallen down onto some sort of tall grass that you can see here. If you look closely, there's this, we have this called Japanese forest grass in our garden. So they had fallen down onto that. And so as the days and weeks went on, we noticed that our 200 new pets had, you know, the number would seem to be decreasing. We weren't seeing nearly as many praying mantises as we had at first. And the little pods began to disappear. Perhaps some birds got the pods and took them away. And we began to look very closely. And after a while, we had to look very closely to find them. But they were still there. The ones who had still chosen to dwell in our yard were living in this sort of bushy green buffalo grass we had. And we saw that they were growing and getting bigger and a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger. And they were a nice green color. So much so that if you look at this picture, I'll bring it down later and set it on the podium if you'd like to take a look, as it's difficult to see from where it is, but it's exactly the color of the grass. So I think that's why it chose to live there, because it matched perfectly and it couldn't be seen. And so it got bigger and bigger until by June, there was just maybe one that we could see if we went back there and looked very closely, and it was about an inch and a half long. So it had grown considerably, maybe 10 times its original size, and it was nice and green and it was matching. And then in June, if you remember, it started to get hot, right? June and July this year were very hot months, so it was getting hotter and drier. And we started to hear about the drought and don't water, don't water, don't water. We've got her in a drought. And so we were holding back on our watering. It was getting hotter and hotter. And that nice green grass turned yellow, right? And many different parts of our yard turned yellow and brown. Maybe some of you had the same experience if you held back a little on watering. Maybe not all of your plants survived. And so this year, I'm also, as well as I remember our pets, I'm remembering all of these beautiful plants that we see around here. When we drive around San Mateo or drive around California, we see many plants that are withered up and brown because of the drought. And I remember that those plants, we like them when they're nice and green, they're beautiful, but they're also a home, they're a habitat for many animals. And so when we're in a drought, there are many animals that have a hard time living, including our beloved pet praying mantis. And so I'm reminded that during the seasons, that there's so much change and so much impermanence. Animals don't survive all year round. And so we recognize that we live in this world of cycles. Things come alive and they pass away. Plants come alive, animals come alive, and then they pass away. But then when they pass away, they go back to the soil, right? And they become food for other plants and other animals. And so we live in this cycle of birth and death and rebirth, around and around.
まあ、私たちの命は生まれてくること。そしてまた何かの命の形になり立つというのは人生の循環ですね。生まれたら死んだらまた生まれるというのは生きることですね。
There's a poem, so as I was thinking about this service, I was reminded of one of my favorite poems by the Japanese poet Issa. Issa writes a poem about a praying mantis. Issa loved insects. He writes all kinds of poems about bugs. And he has one that I particularly like about the praying mantis. He uses the word toro, which is an older expression for the word kamakiri, which means praying mantis. He writes, Toro ga katate kaketari tsuregane ni. Toro ga katate kaketari Suriganeni. The praying mantis hangs by one arm from the temple bell. The praying mantis hangs by one arm from the temple bell. So you get this picture, if you've ever seen a praying mantis, they have these arms that are like this, and they hold them together. It looks like they're praying, but that's what they use to catch their prey. And so you can get kind of an image of this praying mantis sort of hanging off the side of the temple bell, about to fall. It shows how precarious and how fragile our lives are. And Isa, he writes about the praying mantis because he sees in this insect hanging off a temple bell, he sees his own life hanging there with such fragility, so fragile, just like these words that Shinran Shonin shares. The immutable nature of our existence is expressed truly in the statement that we should wonder how it is that we are still alive today and whether this very instant will be our last in this world. So Shinran Shonin encourages us, like Isa, to treasure these moments that we have, these moments that we have with our beautiful pets, with these beautiful plants, all the animals, all the life that we live together with and bring us joy, because we know that it won't last forever. It's kind of sad, but it's also a way to find joy and to really appreciate what we have right now. That's our spirit of living in the Nembutsu. In the midst of, we feel a little bit sad to have to say goodbye to all these animals and all these plants that we loved, but we appreciate that time that we had together. We find in that heart of joy, the Nembutsu, the voice of the Buddha calling to us to treasure each moment that we have. This is the joy that I find in the Nembutsu, and that I find as we're come together today to remember these pets that brought us so much joy with their silly antics and their unexpected activities. And they bring happiness to our hearts still today. We can't see them anymore. Their life is no longer that same shape that it was, but they're still with us and they've taken another form in our hearts, the form of kindness that we share with all those around us. So I'll conclude my reflections here. Like to share a brief summary in Japanese, and then I invite you to join me in gassho. まあこういう心が無常の中でいろいろな生き物と共に生きて、まあ、カマキリのようにちょっと草が消えたら、ちょっと草が枯れたら、私たちの命がもう無常になる真実がある。でもこういう無常であること、悲しいことがあるけど。その中に一瞬間、一瞬間を大切にして、南無阿弥陀仏の念仏の中に生きていけることが、示せられることがあると思います。Please join me in 合唱。合唱をお願いします。南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏